Welcome to week 47 of this eternal hell we call between 8 and 12 beers. Fellas, how we doing?
Really good.
Ooh.
They just walked in the door. They've been just got off a Learjet.
Actually, we're jogging, and you know, just where'd the time go?
A little winded, so we might not be on our game tonight.
Well, yeah. See, I get my jogging out of the way before the show starts, guys.
I get my my excuses out of the way during the first 5 minutes of the show.
And we only have one CD player today, just so you guys know.
Oh, great.
Did you bring that Slowpoke CD I've been asking you to bring the whole for a long time? Hey, Squirrel, quit fucking with my Herb Albert.
I brought some decorations for the studio here.
And being that it's radio, you really... Oh, my God, that's a nice, nice poster.
You can sell that on eBay for...
A pretty penny.
$4, probably.
Roger.
A Nirvana. Well, I should probably tell all of our listeners.
Classic Nirvana bleach.
Shit, I should be taking that to my new job at Olympia.
As I was saying, I should probably tell our listener that that was a Nirvana poster. The first one was a Mudhoney poster. Seems we're on a grunge thing. That's worth money. Can I have that?
Scott Wolf, right here.
Oh, Rocket from the Crypt, screen printed. Oh.
Wow, John, why are you giving these up, man?
Because, you know. Chicks don't dig them when they're in your bedroom.
That's why you put frames around them, man.
Oh, yeah.
I guess when you turn 40,
Soundgarden.
The rock and roll just isn't the same anymore, is it? By the way, this is Between 8 and 12 Beers. We haven't said that. It's a cover show tonight.
We're playing nothing but covers.
So what was that first cover, Scott?
That was not a cover. That was our opening theme song. You can't just blow right into it, man. It's just not right.
I disagree.
So what, are there more posters, or maybe we'll get to those later?
We'll get to those later. Why don't we play another song here?
Okay, well, this song is a cover. What do you know? It's by sort of a... Wow, we're going to have to move that fan.
Why?
Well, take a puff and see what happens.
Oh, there's a go right into your face.
Wah.
Maybe I can just sit back. Anyway, this next song...
Just breathe it and enjoy it.
Touché.
The next song, Ross.
The next song, it's I'm starting out pretty obscure. It's a...
Oh, I love obscurity.
You
imagine that.
Can I tell a story about obscurity right away?
Sure.
Does it have to do with irony?
Irony? No. It has to do with stupidity, but this guy comes into Metro Drug today.
I think our listeners could.
And he says, I'll take a pack of Camel Lights in a box and a box of candy apples. Or box or bag of apples. And I'm like, what? Oh, it's from Pulp Fiction. You know, you've seen that movie. Everybody's seen it. I'm like, yeah, it's a big fucking movie a long time ago, but why are you throwing out weird references to it like 5 years later? Anyway, that was a fucking exciting story. What did you guys think of the story?
I was captivated from the word. Scott, you had me at hello.
Good enough.
Hey, that was
That still is.
It's Baby Fox doing Curly Locks. It's an old Lee Scratch Perry song.
And we'll be fading back into that song 70 minutes from now.
It goes on a bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's the cover show tonight.
It's the cover show of between 8 and 12 beers with Scott. Actually, we're this is the first show of summer for our show.
Which now, does that mean
it means
meteorological summer?
It
or?
Means we have absolutely no listeners.
Oh. I told some people to come by. I hope you guys don't mind.
Are they bringing beer?
No, but Carl Qualley might be stopping by with his lovely live-in girlfriend.
Rock on.
I remember the last time Carl Qualley was stopping by. He stopped by when we were done. Oh, wait, no, we had like 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that's probably he'll probably stop by at like 10 or so. And then I also told Mike Grove to stop by, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Holy.
Okay,
adjust the levels, Roger.
Cat on the keyboards there.
You know, you might have heard during that song a sound of a water bong. I think that was Roger. But he had, like, angel desk and PCP laid in there.
Ross, I think it's time that that our listener knows that you are the one who has the drug problem here with marijuana.
We have a listener tonight?
Roger, do we
have did
listeners?
At the beginning of the show. I doubt we do anymore.
I've got more posters.
And back to the posters, ladies and gentlemen.
These are all giveaways.
Oh, my God. I want that one.
Why I'm giving it away.
Oh, wow. Ben Lee's
I want that
Ben
one.
Lee,
ugly.
Yeah,
he is ugly.
Ben Lee poster there, just giving it away.
We've played Ben Lee on the show before.
Sparkle Horse? Anyone?
Ooh.
Ross?
Who the hell is Sparkle Horse?
I would take it, but
we'll put it up in your name when you leave.
Okay. You know Thom Yorke?
Huh?
Thom Yorke of Radiohead sang a song on that record.
Oh, you don't say.
I just
favorite dirty chick rock band of mine.
We got to give that one to Donna. Don't tell her what it is cuz she'll like it.
She likes
that tampon rock.
But you can make their band name with your hands. That's your clue, Donna. I think you're our only listener right now.
It's called The Fisters.
No, actually, we have
the Fister Sisters.
We have actually, this week, we have 4 more new listeners from Brazil.
Oh, we're getting really big in Brazil.
Yeah.
Hola, bros, Brazil.
Ross, you remember Second Coming? Another one of Jade's big, big shows.
Oh, wow.
And,
ladies and gentlemen, if you call right now, we'll give you not one, but two of, what is her name
so
again?
That means if Second Coming, that means if Roger's wife calls, she gets both of them?
You know, one of those guys in Second Coming is kind of a hottie.
I'm sure that those posters will make a nice piece over the mantle of their bed.
Second Coming actually sounds vaguely religious, doesn't it?
Or vaguely sexual.
Ooh.
Perhaps both.
Yeah, we were searching for ideas for tonight's show, and somebody at the bar last night gave us the idea, although it was one that admitted that we had long ago. But so if anybody out there has ideas for an upcoming show.
Yeah, give us a call.
Give us a call here at...
You can call us at my home phone number.
Any day.
1-800-HOT-COCK. Just give me a call there, baby. Oh, God, it's time for a song.
I think so.
Thank you. Bloody Mary morning, and I'm leaving, baby, somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, baby, left her without warning sometime in the night. So find out in your town, forget her, the nature of my life.
Hey, hey.
Nonstop rock, 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 rock.
With Ross and John and Scott.
At night, rock.
That was Bloody Mary Morning, the classic Willie Nelson song with Willie and the Super Suckers. Super Suckers, of course, coming to town in a couple of weeks with Motorhead.
And Nashville Pussy.
At the Playmakers.
Pavilion.
Can you turn that reverb down a little, Roger? Roger.
I think we need to start some rock.
Even the ship sounds are reverb.
Kick out the jams, Roger Hastings.
Ooh.
We're on still, aren't we? First person who can call in and guess what that cover was will win a Second Coming poster.
Two, in fact.
Two.
Two Second Coming posters.
We got those from the ABCX. It's the new Peter North movie.
It's a vivid film.
With Jenna and... Raquel.
You know, I bet it's the other side. It's the other side. It's the sixth. I apologize, Roger.
Yeah, Raquel and
Ida.
Paul Ann.
Ida Kamalot and Starla.
Starla Titty Knocker or something.
Windy Whoppers.
Yeah.
So this is the cover show, and you were going to hear the Minutemen covering
Ain't Talking About Love.
Tonight you
by
will.
Van Halen.
But, let's try now.
Rock on.
I bet it won't. I think this is it.
Hey!
Okay, we're back again.
We got it there. I like this background music, though. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
I think that's
cool.
What we need to cover up the dead air.
We've got no dead air on this show.
Not that we ever have any, no.
Do we have any big announcements this week?
Well, I'm leaving.
Ross, you're leaving?
We sort of hinted and talked about it.
Oh, my Ross, God. You just drop a bombshell on us like that, Ross? That's not very nice of you.
Leaving the nest, he is.
Yeah, I'm packing up.
He's going to rugby. He's got to be at the center of everything all the time, so why not North America?
It's an opus book he's working on. It's going to span 30 years in the life of a toe-headed reporter in...
Feckless toe-headed reporter.
Urbane, possibly?
Yeah.
Feckless, urbane, toe-headed reporter.
Yeah, the guy who called me urbane didn't hire me, did he? Bastard.
Where was this at?
Oh, was that from the other?
That was the other paper that wanted me. Fucking New York Times.
Goddamn that Pauline Kael.
Oh, that bitch. Well, she...
She's dead.
She's dead.
Written
That's like saying William, you know, Wallace Shawn.
You know, they have a new editor. He was on Charlie Rose the other night. You should talk to him. Give him a call.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe get a second chance.
Yeah,
Charlie
maybe.
Rose, he's the guy who lifts weights with his tits or whatever. He goes on tour with
circus.
Like Lollapalooza.
Yep.
Lollapalooza. Remember that?
I miss Lollapalooza so much. It was like a place where all of my pierced friends and I could go hang out and be normal for a weekend. You know, it was really nice.
Yeah, that and like bonfires.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we play the next song?
Longing for the Olden Days.
Overpriced Mountain Dew kicks ass.
It's track number 8. This is The Cardigans. The Boys Are Back in Town.
The boys are back in town. go. Howling wind wails as I ride out on an uncertain sundown.
Welcome back to the only show with more people in production than listenership.
Yep, we're about to go into the next song, I bet, aren't we?
Nope, that's the end of the album.
Roger did it.
That was the Cowboy song. by
trying to double
Golden
check
Smog
that,
doing a Thin Lizzy cover.
Am I on, by the way? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I'm going to put my finger over my ear and like do the other hand going up like I'm, you know, a pissed off guitarist.
There you go.
I can't hear myself play.
Can I get the monitors?
Next week will be the pissed off guitarist show.
did we say that was a Thin Lizzy block?
That was a Thin Lizzy.
That was the Thin Lizzy block with no commercials. Twofer.
Yeah,
twofer DL.
It's twofer Friday.
We're treating you guys well because it's Memorial Day weekend,
yeah.
And we're just kicking back with some cover songs.
And our fans deserve it.
That wasn't a joke.
That'll be me collapsing on the beach. That'll be me on the
beach. So, fellas, plans for the Memorial Day weekend? John?
Heading down to the lakes tomorrow.
Yeah, what lake?
I'd rather not say over the air.
Yeah, with our listeners.
All of our listeners might flock to it.
Hello, Brazil.
Hola, Brazil.
I think they speak Portuguese.
Word.
So, I don't think they know what you just said.
Word has it that our dear friend, Mr. Lyman Goff, may be meeting me down at the lake.
Who?
Lyman Goff.
That's quite a name.
I'm going to break it to
you.
That's
the sound of Ross grinding his teeth.
Lyman, my most hated enemy.
Ross, what are you doing for the Memorial weekend?
I think I'm going to mummify myself.
Speaking of mummifies, that was a fabulous page you did yesterday in the forum about mullets. Did you guys get the I sent all of you.
I haven't checked my email for years.
Oh, check it now. Right now. Check it after the show.
Did you send it to wolfman@coachon6.com?
Because
if you didn't send
did
it to
not.
Wolfman,
it's Wolf Dog. Isn't it?
Oh, Wolf Dog.
Hey Lamb, have you checked your coachon6.com email? So, yeah, if I think you...
Have we gotten any email yet, Roger?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, should we just go into the next song?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we shall.
What? All right, Juice, juice me up, baby. Juice me up with this new track, baby.
The closer I am, you'll find.
But as you know, vinyl, John, is like, it has superior sound quality. And the one thing I like about vinyl is the resonance of the bass. As an audiophile, I think it's very interesting.
Are we essentially, on the air? Yes, Scott. However, I do find there to be crucial elements missing in digital recording when it comes right down to guitars and drums, especially larger timpani items.
That's true, yeah.
Well, you just can't get the guitar tones correctly, can you?
It's very hard to do that, to compress those digitally.
Well, we have somebody from the School of Sound Engineering in Miami, Florida with us. John, can you hear me?
What?
John, we're talking about the sound quality of guitars on vinyl recordings. Now, what do you have to say about that? Now, you have some very controversial points I've heard.
Right. I'd rather not get into them on the air, though.
Well, that makes for a very uninteresting show now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Is that Saturday Night Live calling?
I don't think so. It's probably Mad TV calling.
It's not even Mad TV, man.
Between 8 and 12 beers, where the ball gets dropped faster than it heard.
Oh, and we're the only ones that laugh at our jokes.
parade. Red roses too. I watch them bloom on me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Back.
What a wonderful world indeed.
What a wonderful world. Shane McGowan and the luminous Mr. Nick Cave.
Nick Cave, an Australian.
Shane McGowan. I think. A drunken
Irishman. Isn't he from the Netherlands?
Shane McGowan?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
There's
hello.
Our first call.
Oh, phone, second.
I'll get it. Hello, between 8 and 12 beers, this is Ross.
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell is going on with this whole of that. I've been listening to
hello.
All that. I've been listening. Hey!
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I turned my radio down. I was wondering what the hell is going on with tonight's show. You can't talk about you like I call play a lot of,
where
Thomas?
Where are you calling from, sir? West Fargo?
South Carolina?
I thought I heard some hogs being butchered in the background there.
Yeah, they closed that plant down, and it still stinks to high heaven here, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
Say, T-Bone, is that you?
Yeah, it is T-Bone.
T-Bone Hastings, how are you doing?
What the fuck? Woo. You guys talking shit about
hey,
me?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. T-Bone, hey, this is a family show. Can't swear on the air.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know you sometimes you just get a little carried away.
Hey, shut up, you little pinko commie. I want to talk about some shit, you know. I'm talking about some goddamn color dogs, you know.
T-Bone, what are you wearing right now?
Well, I got a nice little, I got a one of them
T-Bone,
tank tops.
T-Bone, have you been drinking?
Hell no, I quit drinking. I'm part of the AA now, and I found God. Jesus Christ, the high heaven, totally shit guy, you know?
You found him at the AA?
No, he's in the holy book, you know?
He's in the yellow pages?
Well, you can find, like, churches and shit in the yellow pages and shit, you know? It's all fucking, you
is this T-Bone or Yoda?
Wait, shit. I'm sick of this shit.
I found God once.
Hey, T-Bone, do you have a request?
Yeah, I'd like to hear, shit. You know,
T-Bone, you okay? Do you want me to call 911?
I'm looking for a place to sit. Shit, you guys know what that shit's all about. You know, the old lady over here, she ain't let me sit down nowhere.
T-Bone, are you calling from the rib joint again?
Yeah. It's the only place I ever go.
What's on special there tonight?
Well, they got some big back ribs over here. You know, like you have at that chain restaurant at Applebee's?
Yeah, Applebee's, great place.
Ever been to that fucking shitty place?
Yeah, they sponsored this show.
That ain't no goddamn fucking restaurant, if you ask me. I'll tell you that much.
This is a family show again, maybe if you could cut with the cussing?
Yeah, that lord of mine would not appreciate what I'm doing right now either.
Say, what are you doing right now? T-Bone?
Hello?
T-Bone?
I can't hear you.
T-Bone?
Huh?
T-Bone, is there somebody else there with you?
Yeah,
maybe somebody a little more sober we can
talk to. My sister in Christ is with me.
Your sister in Christ, who would that be?
Lotisha? Hey, Lotisha, come here, say hi. Hello?
Lotisha, could you stand away from the phone?
Yeah, this is T-Bone again. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, T-Bone. Did you have a request there?
Yeah, I want to hear Pinhead Gunpowder's cover of the Diana Ross song, Mahogany. You guys got that?
You know what? I think we do.
I think, yeah. Just a second. Let us look through the archives here.
Oh, all right. You guys got it?
Yeah, just a second, T-Bone. We're not on the
computer. Hey, did you guys vote for the extension of the Fagadone sales tax? I haven't been up to Fargo very often. What the hell's going on with that shit?
I voted for Nick Schuster, Fargo Booster.
Nick Schuster, Fargo Booster.
That's right, T-Bone.
Fargo Doghouse guy, too. I know that guy real well.
Yeah, you know him really well?
Yeah.
You eat a lot of hot dogs there when you come to town?
Shit, no, I can't afford that shit. Hell, come in on the train, you think I got $4 for a goddamn hot dog?
T-Bone, maybe with all the shout-outs that you're giving in places like the Doghouse, maybe you could get some complimentary food.
What the fuck you talking about? I'm not a goddamn peasant. You think I'm a charity handout guy?
Watch the mouth, T-Bone.
Oh, I apologize, and I apologize to my Lord up in heaven as well. Hey, where's that Scott guy at?
Yeah, now we're going to see like things that life is showing you. Where are you going to see it now? If you get what you're hoping for when you look behind, there's no hope before.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that whole T-Bone interruption. I really didn't think he was capable of dialing.
I was going to the bathroom. That's horrible. Did I miss that?
What, you going to the bathroom is horrible?
Mm-mm. I just don't like people calling up and ruining our show like that.
That's it's really disrespectful. Pretty disrespectful to this show.
Yeah, I'm really not approving of that, you know. I mean, this is my bloodline, you know.
Hey, Scott, I hear you got a new job this summer.
Well, it has to be approved by Don, the owner of a local bar, before I'll get the job. But it's pretty much certain.
How could you not be approved?
Yeah, it'd be pretty tough, but, you know, stranger things have happened. You know, the FBI check is really tough there.
Oh, sound effects.
I'd like to take this time. I'd like to get serious.
Tell it to me, Rob.
About this next song goes out to my special lady.
Is it with or without you again?
No. It's my special lady. I have lots of special ladies, but this one's name is Donna. She means the world to me. I'm going to make a woman of her later tonight. Also, it goes out to everyone in Fargo.
Hasn't she already been made a woman, Ross?
Well,
do you hear John Lamb playing on the bass? Look out, Chad James. Because here comes John Lamb.
Lamb, if you keep that up, you're going to be inside Donna tonight. Thanks for laughing. Anyway, this next song, it's a cover of a song, Golden Years, by David Bowie. And I'd like to say these last 10 years living in Fargo have been golden years for me.
Cold years?
I don't know. It's just... Welcome to the show, Donna. This song's for you. I can't believe you couldn't tune in earlier, bitch. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Don. I didn't mean to call you or whatever.
And also, welcome to our new listeners from Brazil.
That was Marilyn Manson singing a cover of Golden Years. It was dedicated to all my friends.
In the FM.
In the FM. Getting very weepy and nostalgic.
Not that we're dissing our listeners in Brazil.
Hola, Brasil.
Right on. All right.
Okay, well, we've got a song coming up. It's a John Lamb song.
It's a John Lamb song with following up on Golden Years.
Are you going to play bass to this song?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a feeling it's going to start really big. Black Private.
dick, but your sex machine to all the chicks. Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Right on. Black private eye, whose mastermind has got him what he wanted. Shaft is the man. Shaft is the man. This neighborhood, he's no stranger. He's treated with respect. His friends let him know that there is danger. He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman. Chap, Chap is the man. John Chap. Chap. The man. If Chap gives his word is his bond that you can count on. Can you dig it? He leaves no stone unturned. No matter what the cost, he gets the job done. Right on. Chap. Chap is the man. Chap. Chap is the man. John Chap. He's the baddest, the bravest, black, private dick in the city, John Chap. Come. Hey, man, can you dig him? Always looking so cool. Forget us today and all that kind of. Taking care of business too, baby. He's always on the case. I mean, he gets it all together. Huh. Yeah, he's bad, 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 bad.
Wow, that was awesome. We've got a special performance on the trumpet by John Lamb. And, can we hear a little something there, John Lamb?
Cheeks.
Cheeks? Can we get some Roger scratching here, too?
Time for a shower.
Woo, that was really nice. That was Cheeks on the trombone, the trumpet.
That'd be a trumpet.
Is it a cornet?
It's a trumpet. A cornet would be
with a mute, nonetheless.
Mute.
God, my, I'm loud.
So, that was Chap, of course, the legendary Mr. Sammy Davis Jr.
The inimitable, one might say.
Died.
Someone
who
knocking
died
on the door?
Just 10 years ago.
Was it 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, about this time.
This day?
Same day as
so
Jim Henson. No, I was in Duluth. I was getting ready for finals.
Really?
Yep. I'm just going to play a little taps here.
All right, let's hear it.
In honor of the late Okay, in honor of the late Jim Henson and...
yes, because as we all know, he was a Marine.
Well,
well, that was quite an honor to all the veterans there, John. Thanks.
Well, hey, Miles Davis never played a straight note either, so fuck you.
All the people.
I'm an artist, damn it. I don't need this. I'm going to go shoot heroin in the hallway now.
Well, John, as we all know, artists and patriotism don't go well together.
I'll be playing at the Jazz Note in New York City.
Where's
in
that?
13 years.
Okay. I think it's time for a song.
And Roger had just been saying that this was a good show.
Best show since episode number 4, when we had Jennifer Aniston. Oh,
I think that might be a little fast.
I think we should probably replay that one. I think we gotta go. We gotta start over that again. I know it does. That's
here. I'll fill the time by playing some more trumpet.
Here we go. All right, ready?
I'm the king of short songs tonight.
Scott, every song you've played tonight is 34 seconds, and Roger's like downstairs in the bathroom when it ends.
I've lasted longer with the ladies.
Yeah, we're, Hey, Lamb.
Welcome back to the morning zoo on Coach.
And six.
Oh,
God damn it, boy!
That was pretty good.
Oh,
wasn't it?
Wow. Well, apparently.
Track 7, yeah. This next song, yeah, this goes out to all of my friends again. Every song is now dedicated to everyone I've ever met in my entire life.
Hi, Donna! And hola, Brazil!
Hola, Brazil!
Orgasm has become the most mystified state of feeling. No one can be quite sure if they have it or not. Is it just ejaculation, or is it orgasm? Is it just involuntary pelvic contractions, or is one having orgasm? Everywhere.
left my cards at home.
Well, you're late as well. That's 3 times on the run. If you're late again, the supervisor says we're going to put you on daily signing.
Ha!
What was that, Wank?
Oh, that was fabulous.
That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It was about to go into Born to Run, which I wanted to play in the first place, but...
But, you know, sometimes your unprofessionalism gets in the way of a good radio show now, doesn't it?
You know, our levels are so fucked up tonight, and the music's all fucked up, and...
It's the coke. I knew it. I just saw things going to hell, and I just had to get out.
Behind the music.
When the fade-ins didn't work.
Well, faithful listeners, especially Brazilians, because I know you're big Holly Johnson fans, we were just about to hear, Born to Run, but...
Hola, Brazil. How was Carnival this year?
Carnival
kick-ass, yes?
I've seen some Brazilian gay porn.
Woo! Oh, boy, I bet that
they
was a
grow
treat.
Them big there in Brazil. Woo-hoo-hoo!
You'd like to climb one of them trees, wouldn't you, boy?
I've heard they've got forests full of that stuff down there.
They actually all look like professional wrestlers. Hey, Cheeks, could we have a little more of that...
That sweet sound of the trumpet.
Play us out here, Cheeks.
I think that mute's getting in your way. Take the mute out.
You know what? I've got an idea for next week's show.
Have you cleared the
spit
valve?
We all play instruments.
Yeah, well, let's bring our saxophones, Ross.
Well, I don't have one anymore, but...
Or, yeah, like Roger says, saxophones.
I could play the mouth harp.
Or, as other people call them, Jew's harps.
Wow.
Wow, that is such awesome dramatic interpretation.
Oh, I think we can go to a song now.
But listeners, we might stay on after the show's over. So
we have some extra special songs then.
Yeah.
This is the song that pretty much describes all of our lives tomorrow morning.